Welcome to Guitar Serious Fun, a podcast dedicated to enhancing your guitar journey as you offer your gifts to the Lord. I'm David Harsh, and today we're going to embark on part two of a journey through modes as we discover how to leverage them with chords. Now, as I've mentioned in past episodes of this nature, the guitar is a very visual instrument. So, in order to get the most out of what I've prepared for you today, I encourage you to watch the video I link to in the transcript. This will give you a much clearer picture of what I'm communicating here. If you have some familiarity with modes on the guitar with individual notes, and you're ready to learn how to leverage modes with chords, you're in the right place. I'm David Harsh, founder of Guitar Success For You, and today I'm going to further light the path for you on the road to modes for guitar as we leverage modes with chords. Now, if you're not quite ready for this step because you need a little bit of an introduction to modes themselves, I've got good news for you. I've created a mini lesson that sets up today's lesson perfectly. I encourage you to watch that one first. It's called The Road to Modes Part 1. Notes. On the other hand, if you're ready to tackle modes with chords, then let's jump in with today's mini lesson. Last time we talked about the seven diatonic modes. For your review, the names of the modes are Ionian, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, Mixolydian, Aeolian, and Locrian. The modes with the major quality are the Ionian, Lydian, and Mixolydian, and the modes with the minor quality are the Dorian, Phrygian, Aeolian, and Locrian. My two memory devices, again, for remembering these names in this order are I don't punch like Muhammad Ali, and I don't play loud music any longer. Now, last time we played all the modes in the key center of C major. Just to illustrate that modes can be found based on any key signature, today let's use the very guitar-friendly key of G major. How many sharps in this key? Just one, F sharp. And the seven notes we'll use to tackle everything we need today are G, A, B, C, D, E, and F sharp. Just seven notes will make our adventures possible today on the road to modes with chords. One of the useful tools I've created for harmonizing a scale, especially in open position, is something I call the skipping scale. And if you want to check out my video on that, please do. It's called The Art of the Skipping Scale. Basically, we walk up the scale from the lowest version of each note and skip back down once we hit the open fourth string D. So, if I play a G major scale in this way, I'd play the notes G, A, B, C, D, and then I'd skip down to open E, F sharp, and finish on G. What's another name for the G major scale? That's right, the G Ionian mode. Let's use these same seven notes to derive the remaining modes in this key signature still in open position. We have the A Dorian mode with the notes A, B, C, D, skip down to open E, F sharp, G, and finish on A. Next, we have the B Phrygian mode with the notes B, C, D, skip down to open E, F sharp, G, A, and finish on B. You're getting it. Now we have the C Lydian mode with the notes C, D, skip down to open E, F sharp, G, A, B, and finish on C. Then we have the D Mixolydian mode with the notes D, skip down to open E, F sharp, G, A, B, C, and finish on D. Then comes the E Aeolian mode, better known as the E natural minor scale, with the notes open E, F sharp, G, A, B, C, D, and we can skip down to finish on open E. Lastly, we have the F sharp Locrian mode, the most dissonant and unstable mode, with the notes F sharp, G, A, B, C, D, skip down to open E, and back to F sharp. I'll cleanse the palate by coming back around to G Ionian, the G major scale, with G, A, B, C, D, skip down to E, F sharp, and back to G. These seven notes can then be used for what purpose? To harmonize the scale with chords. We can latch the chords onto these degrees, and with seven notes, how many chords will we use? Wait for it, just seven chords. You might be thinking, Dave, are you telling me I can access all seven modes in the key signature of one sharp with just seven chords? That's exactly what I'm telling you. Keep them in the same order, and these modes will unfold right before your eyes and ears. Now, to be fully transparent, I will say that there are two chords in the key of G that are less commonly used, at least by those who are newer to the instrument. The first one is the minor 3 chord, B minor, which is commonly articulated as a bar chord. This chord could present a challenge for you, and if it does, stay tuned for a future lesson on tackling bar chords with alternative solutions. The other chord, which could make things a bit more difficult, but not impossible, is the diminished 7 chord, which is F sharp diminished. This is not a bar chord, but it may be less familiar to you. If you know these two chords pretty well, the B minor and the F sharp diminished, please feel free to play along. If not, I invite you to just watch me first. The harmonized G major scale involves 7 chords, most of which are open, and 2 of which are the ones I just took a moment to focus on. Here are the 7 chords of the harmonized G major scale. We have G major, A minor, B minor, C major, D major, E minor, F sharp diminished, and we can come back around to G major. Which mode did I just harmonize? You know this, the G Ionian mode. For a moment, I'm going to skip to the harmonized E Aeolian mode, which is better known as the E natural minor scale. I'm going to do this to show you the scale in its pure form. Here it is. The 7 chords are E minor, F sharp diminished, G major, A minor, B minor, C major, D major, and we're back to E minor. As I move forward, I'm going to capture in blue the chords that depart from the major key, and I'll capture in pink the chords that depart from a natural minor key. This will all start to make sense as I play these harmonized modes. Ready for the harmonized A Dorian mode? Which chords will I use for this? The same 7 chords I just played, just starting and ending on A minor. We have A minor, B minor, C major, D major, E minor, F sharp diminished, G major, and we can end on A minor. Next up is the B Phrygian mode with B minor, C major, D major, E minor, F sharp diminished, G major, A minor, and back to B minor. After that is the C Lydian mode with C major, D major, E minor, F sharp diminished, G major, A minor, B minor, and we're back to C major. Then we have the D Mixolydian mode with D major, E minor, F sharp diminished, G major, A minor, B minor, C major, and we're back to D major. Then the E natural minor scale. Wait, did I say that out loud? That's exactly what it is, but today we'll call it the E Aeolian mode with the chords E minor, F sharp diminished, G major, A minor, B minor, C major, D major, and we're back to E minor. Then comes the anomaly that's less common, but it does complete the picture. We have the F sharp Locrian mode with F sharp diminished, G major, A minor, B minor, C major, D major, E minor, and we can end on F sharp diminished. Let's cleanse the palate though, shall we? Back to the G Ionian mode once more with G major, A minor, B minor, C major, D major, E minor, F sharp diminished, and back to G major. I'll put an image on the screen for just a moment that shows all seven of these modes lined up in such a way that the identical chords and qualities are in columns, even though their contexts are different. Note that every mode has Roman numerals 1 through 7, but that they are each different depending on the mode. The uppercase Roman numerals are major, and the lowercase are minor and on one occasion diminished. But see how they all line up as we survey the entire collection of modes in a key signature of one sharp? Okay, are you ready for some practical application? Let me ask you a question. When I play a song in a key, do I always play all the chords in that key? Usually no, but there are distinct chords I can use that fall where the modal scale has been altered, which can add the flavors I need. Let's say I'm in the more major quality D Mixolydian mode here in the key signature of 1 sharp, and I want to play the chords on degrees 1, 5, 7, and 4. Normally, in a D major scale with 2 sharps, those would be major 1, major 5, diminished 7, and major 4. But in the D Mixolydian mode, we only have 1 sharp, and the 2 middle chords in this progression that will be impacted by this difference will be the minor 5 chord and the major 7 chord, which will be totally transformed. Listen now for major 1, minor 5, major 7 on a lowered 7th degree, and major 4. Very different. Much more epic. Much more refreshing. Much more modal. What about a minor quality mode like A Dorian? Normally, A minor has 0 sharps, so if I played minor 1, major 3, and minor 4, I'd end up with the chords A minor, C major, and the minor 4 chord D minor, which is fine. But what about deriving a mode from this key signature of 1 sharp that we've spent time in today? What does that F sharp do to a D minor chord? It makes it a D major chord. Now we have A minor, C major, and D major. Much more mysterious. Much more hauntingly beautiful. And again, much more modal. So as you can see, modes can really come alive with chords as well, and modal melodies can sound beautiful over modal chord progressions, again, in multiple styles of music. Looking for more? Sure you are. Today's mini lesson has just whetted your appetite, and that's exactly what it was designed to do. The complete picture with modes is available to you inside Guitar Success for You. The approach I take there is much more fulfilling because I don't just arrange the modes in their diatonic order. I also take time to arrange them from brightest to darkest. And I show you where and how to use them in your own artistry with lots of real-world examples from multiple genres of music, as well as some tasty chord progressions to jam on. So please head on over to GuitarSuccessForYou.com. The website is GuitarSuccess4U.com. Come see what all the fuss is about and take your place in a community of like-minded followers of Christ who are teachable, eager, and willing to learn what they do not yet know so they can enhance their own lives and the lives of others through music. I hope to see you inside Guitar Success for You. See you soon.